God lives and works today. He enjoys helping His children, and He has given us a tool which we can use to draw His help down. It is prayer. Today's meditation by Basilia Schlink will share about what a wonderful power prayer is, and what a privilege.
With the gift of prayer and the command to use it, God has placed a tremendous power in our hands. He, the Almighty God, has clearly promised to act according to our prayers, if we pray in faith and in the name of Jesus. With the challenge to pray, the Lord has given us an IOU. We only need to show Him this promissory note, and He will fulfill it. Yes, prayer is the greatest power in the world because it can move the hands of Him who moves the world. Prayer is a matchless opportunity. Through it, we can change everything, people, problems, relationships. Prayer has infinite power. That's why Satan makes every effort to prevent us from praying. He knows that without prayer, we are no danger to him at all, even if we're busily at work in the kingdom of God. But he also knows that through much prayer we can invade his kingdom and rescue many souls. A famous old painting illustrates this vividly. The picture shows a large scale. On the one side are five devils, on the other side, a praying child. One sees that the praying child weighs more and is victorious. That's how much power there is in prayer, in true prayer.
Yes, the curse of sin will always be broken when Jesus is called upon, when he is worshipped and praised as the risen Lord who arose victoriously from the grave and trampled the enemy beneath his feet. When we begin to pray and praise the very nature of God, he, the living God, begins to work. His omnipotence and strength solve our problems and difficulties. His love comforts and heals us. Words will never be adequate to declare who our Lord and God is. What a Savior, what a Redeemer, what a victorious and glorious King He is. Heaven and earth should resound in never-ending praise of such a Lord. Therefore, take advantage of this wonderful opportunity today. Call upon Jesus in prayer, praising and believing in His victory over your sins, your friends, your church and nation. Prayer can change everything.
O name of purest wonder, the loveliest, dearest name of Jesus, my sweet Savior, from whom my ransom came. In that dear name imploring, all sorrow, grief must yield. That saving name
You have been listening to a program written by Basilia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.